have some music from your friend's head honcho that you're going to be playing with. What do you guys feel like? Travis, what do you feel like?
Let's mix it up a little bit there and give the head honcho a try, man.
All right. This is a track
super sick band.
Handpicked by the boys from Off by an Inch. This is Head Honcho out of Seattle. This song's called We Done Struck Gold, Pa!
Looking backwards again.
So that was some music from Off by an Inch. That last track was, oh, I forgot what it was. Did I even play? Yeah, Hands Free. Correct. Hands Free. I didn't write that on my sheet. Before that, we had Night Court, not Vancouver Night Court, Night Court from Portland, Oregon. The song was Wake Up Dead off their self-titled EP, and we kicked off that set with Head Honcho off of their Appetite for Distraction album. The song was We Done Struck Gold, Pa. Pretty good stuff. All bands that you can experience if you go out and check out Off by an Inch on their US of A tour that's starting off next week. What else is new?
Oh boy.
What did you do today, Travis?
Well, I went to work.
I mean, fair, me
pretty,
too.
Pretty boring there, you know. Pretty good day. It's pretty good day.
What do you do?
Yeah. I'm a plumber of the garden.
Plumber gardens. Gardening plumbers. Very good, very good. What about you, Chris?
I was at home most of today.
Oh, lucky.
Basically doing some stuff for the shows and the tour coming up, some promo.
The real work.
Well, just kind of making sure some stuff's taken care of that we don't have to worry about later.
Very good. Cool. Someone's got to do it, man.
Well, we now have been restocked on our stickers and our t-shirts, so we'll have merch set up and ready to go next week as opposed to being out like we were our last show or two.
Yeah, no, it sucks. You gotta have the merch, man. It's where you make the money these days.
Well, I mean, really, it really is.
Yeah, that's it, man. The internet's decided that music is free.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you gotta play live, which, if you're lucky, you're getting paid for the shows. But merch, man, that's where if you want to fill the gas tank, it's merch. That's
pretty much,
that is your bread and butter. Very cool. Ooh, we got a little bit of time left in the show. Is there other stuff you guys want to cover that we haven't chatted about yet?
Wow. Offhand, I can't think of a whole lot other than, I mean, it's just great. The shows are going on again. People are starting to come out.
Dude, people are crazy hungry for shows. It's nuts. Like, I don't think there's been a gig or any kind of event. I've gone to some comedy. I've gone to some weird burlesque and circus stuff and a ton of shows. Everything just seems like it's packed. I went to an all-acoustic show last Sunday down at the Painted Ship for my buddy Jesse Loberday, who did his book release.
Right.
So it's a book release acoustic show. The place was packed, and it was wild in there, man. Everyone wants to go do stuff because I think we're all finally comfortable getting back together, giving each other hugs, having a good time, which makes my little punk rock heart feel good, because there was a while there when I really wasn't sure when shows were going to happen again, and it was killing me on the inside. I don't know if you guys did any fucking like live stream shows during the pandemic.
We did do one.
Yeah. Did it hurt your heart? Like, yeah, it's hard,
it
right?
It was different.
Yeah, it feels weird. I got a couple buddies that are stand-up comedians. Like, that's the only thing. They had to do a lot of, like, Zoom comedy. They're like, it's pretty tough when you don't even get, like, the weird Zoom laughs because everyone's mic's on mute so they don't cut into your sets. It's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, because you can't hear the laughs, right? Because it'll overtake the thing. So it's just giving punchlines and hoping stuff lands. And
I mean, is that... where it kind of gets to be too much if you do your own laugh track.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel for them.
That one's kind of setting a bit of a precedent there where it's like, hey, man, you know, it's okay.
You could make that a good bit, though. If you're doing, like, a Zoom comedy thing, then after every fucking joke you do just has a fucking, like, canned laughter, like it's a fucking 90s sitcom.
Exactly.
You could work that into a good bit. That's pretty funny. Now I'm going to ask. Let's see. What else can we do here? I still want to hear more music from you guys since you are the feature of the night. Once again, you are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm contractually obligated to tell you that every, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. I've been hanging out here with Chris and Travis.
Yo.
Hey, of Off by an Inch. Again, they are playing at Lanaloo's next Thursday. Remember, I won't be here on the air. It's going to be a repeat episode. Don't bother tuning in. Instead, Get off your couch, go to Lanaloo's, give these boys your money, and help them get across the border and do the thing that they do. Let's kick into more of this new EP that you guys have cobbled together and put out on the internets. This is brand new, released May 29th, 2023. That is just brand spanking new, all smashed together and out for people. Let's kick into the first track off of this. This is called Maintain.
Downtown's where you go. If you can't, there we chose. Friday night through Sunday. We'll be right back.
sickness surrounds us.
Yes, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. That was a whole slew of tunes from Off By An Inch, who are heading out on their US of A tour next Thursday. They're kicking it off at Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery. That is Thursday, June the 29th. They're playing with The Fake, Leroy's Garage. There's one more band.
Habit. Creek Locals.
That's right.
Our brothers.
They have the exclamation point.
That's right.
In their name. That is correct.
Instead of an I.
That's right. I don't know. I thought it was instead of the H. Just exclamation point Abbott. In our chat here, my good friend Rumblin' Ryan Thomas asked me to talk about his show, which I forgot to do earlier in my show notes, so I'm going to plug it real quick. This Saturday at Captain's Cabin, that is out in Mission, you can see Rumblin' Ryan Thomas with his good friend Carlos. They are not playing with their band, they are doing a solo acoustic set. They are playing with the Daisy Stranglers out of Nanaimo and my cousin Dusty with her new band, Dusty Pines. So that should be a good time if you like acoustic and country and alt folk girl rock. Daisy Stranglers are fucking rad. I haven't seen Dusty Pine yet, but I know Dusty very well, and her old band Kill Matilda was pretty fucking awesome. So go check that out. Of course, you're listening to Rad Radio on CJSF. I've been hanging out here for the past 50 minutes or so with Chris and Travis of Off By An Inch.
Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks for coming up here, guys. The new stuff sounded pretty cool. Thank you for bringing up brand new music that has never been released before. I like doing exclusive releases. It makes me feel special. And like what I'm doing up here is important in some strange capacity.
It is.
You guys head out on tour next week. I'm very excited for you. I'm jealous you're going across the line. One day, I swear to God, I'll do that so I don't have to keep making the drive east because it is the worst.
Sometimes it really can be, especially once you get past Winnipeg.
Yeah, it's just there's
that long dead zone in Northern Ontario.
There's so much nothing. We decided to stop going east and over to Alberta and beyond, and we started just going to the islands. We're like, fuck it. Like, the ferry's expensive, but so is gas through the interior. So
this is true.
One's got the ocean and beautiful scenery. One's just got, like, a beautiful mountain range and then fucking Alberta, so forget it. You happened to bring up a band that hasn't released something in quite a while that you were pretty excited about, a little band called Sam I Am, which I recall in the back recesses of my mind, but I will admit I have not listened to them in a very long time. So if people haven't heard Sam I Am, who are they, why should they care, and what's up with this album?
Wow, Sam I Am, they are a band from Berkeley, California, who were just absolutely awesome. Came around same time as like bands like Jawbreaker, Green Day, back in that 924 Gilman era.
Yep.
They just kept going on and on. And then about 12 years ago, they just kind of stopped doing stuff other than the odd show here or there. And last year, they put out a new single. First one we heard in 11 years that was just absolutely amazing. And then news of a new album finally coming out that just came out, I believe, last month.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I'm excited to dig into it here. We're going to get into that in 2 seconds. But so you were speaking of 924 Gilman. 924 Gilman, which is a place that is near and dear to my heart because it broke the band that I love the most, Operation Ivy, and then further on to Rancid. Which, have you listened to the new Rancid album yet?
I have not actually listened to the new Rancid.
Pretty good. So. Pretty dang good. I do recommend it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I was flipping through your guys' stuff. You guys aren't going down to California. There was someone I was just saw that had something about Gilman's.
Actually, Gilman is needing people to help right now, and I would just happen to be on their page, and I thought it'd be a great idea for us to share.
That's what you were doing. Okay, I was skimming
Gilman's
through,
awesome,
yeah, pulling up some graphics to post with the show, and I'm like, are they going down to Gilman's? I got to, me and my girlfriend did a road trip last year down to San Francisco just on a whim, and I'm like, fuck, we're all the way in San Francisco. I'm like, well, I'm going across that bridge. We're going to Gilman's. Sadly, I was there on like a fucking Tuesday afternoon, so they weren't open, but I got to like just stand at the walls for a second and just in the little hovel there, and it felt good.
It's a pretty awesome place.
Yeah.
It's a great place, actually. I haven't been there since 99, but I'm hoping we're going to be there next year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the fact that a completely volunteer-run DIY space has been operating for that long without stop, except for the minor blip in the pandemic.
At all ages.
Yeah. Like that's
always.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And I strongly encourage them. So long live places like Gilman Street. Also why I like places like Lanaloo's Rock and Roll
Leader. Exactly.
Because all ages music is fucking important and people don't give it enough focus, I think. Everyone's just like, they turn 19, they're like, oh, I can drink in the bar, and then no one gives a shit about the kids anymore. But the kids are the reason why we're here.
Exactly.
Anyways, this is Sam I Am. We'll be back. Well, creeps and kitties, that is pretty much it for another week. That last song was Sam I Am, all the way from California. The song was Natural Disasters off their new album, Stowaways, available now on Pure Noise Records. That's the first thing from them in, what do you say, 12 years?
12 years, I believe it is. 11 or 12.
That's wild.
It's been over a decade.
Good stuff. Thank you for bringing that onto my radar, man. I like finding stuff I haven't heard before. Of course, you are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. If you like what you heard, you can find us here each and every Thursday from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. You can find us live streaming on cgsf.ca. Our podcasts are up there as well. And of course, you can find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rad Radio. I've been hanging out here for the past hour with Chris and Travis of Off by an Inch. They head out on their US of A tour, and it kicks off next Thursday, June the 29th at Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery. Boys, thank you for taking the time to come up here and hang out with me for the past hour.
Thanks for having us.
You're very, very welcome. I truly do appreciate it. I wish you very safe travels. I hope the tour goes well. I hope you have no vehicle troubles or anything else like that.
Same for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be okay. The bus imploded a couple tours back, and now she's running better and stronger than ever. We do gotta check those lug nuts on that new tire, though. That reminds me. Anyways, thank you again for coming up. Is there any last thing you guys want to plug before we go off the air? Anything else you want to say? Where can people find you if they like your music?
For now, you can find us on offbyaninch.bandcamp.com or on our Facebook page. That's pretty much...
Yeah, that's our spots, man.
Best way to contact us right now. So.
Very good.
We don't spread it too thin there, you know.
Yeah, good. There's too much social medias, man. I don't need like 20 different things. Find me one place, that's it. I'm done. We're good. I'd rather just get off the whole damn thing if we could. That's it. We are out of here. Again, I will not be here next week. I'm going off on tour. These guys are going off on tour, but I will be back the week after. So we'll talk to you all next. Not next week. That's usually how I sign off. Talk to you all next time. We'll see you guys later.